Good afternoon. Refugees from crisis hit Venezuela are driving up the number of asylum seekers across Europe. The European Asylum Support Office's annual report says the number of asylum seekers increased by 11% in the first half of this year compared to the same period in 2018. Spain is the top choice for most Venezuelans with both language and cultural ties. A total of 18,400 asylum applications were filed by Venezuelan citizens, all of whom were fleeing the months-long political struggle between pro- and anti-regime forces. That number made it the second ethnic group with the highest number of applications in Europe after Syria. Due to Venezuela's economic collapse, an estimated 3 million Venezuelans have fled the country in recent years. Most choose to go to Venezuela's neighbouring countries, but those who seek refuge in the EU end up in Spain. Public prosecutors are suggesting opening a national investigation into the sexual abuse of minors in the Catholic Church, the first such official proposal in Spain. In a written report to the Ministry of Justice, the prosecutor's office says that new ways to face a criminal reality of undoubted gravity should include learning from the National Commission set up in Australia and the Netherlands and the investigation led by bishops in Austria. The report says 965 cases involving underage victims were prosecuted in 2017 and 1,091 in 2018. But it warns that the picture is incomplete because abuses happen in environments traditionally clad in a certain opacity. The prosecutor's office also recommends that abuses be reported directly to authorities without going through any internal evaluation by church officials. Two men have been arrested over the sexual assault of a young female tourist on the Costa del Sol. The pair, a 27-year-old Moroccan and an Indian who was 24, are accused of pinning down a Finnish woman onto the ground. The victim, who's 20, was in Fuengirola for a few days and had been enjoying the San Juan celebrations. A witness of the attack, which took place around 6 a.m., notified police. Nearby officers heard the woman scream. Fuengirola local police officers arrested the pair before the woman was taken to a health centre to be assessed. The Guardia Civil intercepted a boat carrying more than 400 kilos of hashish just off the Adra coast on the Costa Almeria. Four police units and a maritime patrol took part in the operation, which was launched after the Almeria Communications Centre reported its exterior surveillance system had picked up a suspicious small craft approaching the beaches. When the boat came ashore in a region known as Boca del Rio La Conda and a number of individuals began unloading the cargo, a Guardia Civil patrol moved in. The suspected criminals fled, but officers caught up with one man found crouched in the undergrowth next to a pile of eight bundles of hashish. The Maritime Service recovered a further three bundles found floating in the sea. And Spain sells the cheapest alcohol in the Eurozone, according to research by the EU statistics office Eurostat. The price of alcoholic beverages in Spain was 84% of the average across the rest of the EU. Outside of the Eurozone, only four countries have cheaper alcohol: the Czech Republic, Hungary and Bulgaria and Romania. The most expensive countries in the Eurozone were Finland, Ireland and Sweden. Meanwhile, outside the Eurozone, the United Kingdom was the most expensive. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.